This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, before planters ever rolled in Iowa fields this spring, there were early warnings that a hot and dry summer could pose serious challenges for this growing season. While summer is only a week old, crop conditions across much of the state are holding up very well. Recent heat and timely moisture are helping accelerate growth and development, especially in fields that were planted later or slowed by cooler temperatures in May and early June. So far, we've had a pretty decent start for Iowa crops. We'll talk about that with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg next.
Ready to take your farm and your future to new heights? Joining the Iowa Soybean Association as a farmer member helps you see exactly how your checkoff dollars are working, boosting demand and advancing the next generation of research. Become a member or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you'll be entered to win exciting prizes, including a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. Help shape the future of soybeans from the ground up. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagg says he's been encouraged by what he's seen as he travels the state. While conditions have varied from one field to the next, he says overall crop development has looked strong for this time of year.
Yeah, that's right. You start to calculate, hey, now if it did shut off, how many weeks out could we go? And certainly May and June are our wettest months, where we expect to get, close to an inch of rain per week. And we've had a more active weather pattern. Of course, if you look at the short term, it looks like we're going to be warm and still that active pattern. There is a signal coming as you get out into July for it to dry off just a little bit. But we've gotten some much needed rain in parts of the state. Southwest Iowa, I know, was very, very dry, and they got some significant rain here over the last few days. And actually, the drought monitor that just dropped, I was just looking at it. In fact, we've actually seen, as you would expect, a pretty dramatic, substantial improvement in the drought situation. Again, because of that really active and pretty widespread rain that we've seen over the last week or so. Now, unfortunately, it has come with some severe weather in places. We ourselves up in northwest Iowa, Palo Alto County, did deal, unfortunately, with some hail and some high winds, a pretty narrow band, but it's still out there. So that's always, unfortunately, part of that active weather pattern does bring some hail. But I'd say, again, this has been an important stretch here. Need to see that rain continue to fall. And you start to think about what's it take to finish this crop off, and a couple of really good timely rains here through the month of July, and maybe a good one right around the state fair, and you're starting to put the finishing touches on something.
Now, Nagg acknowledges that planting was a bit staggered this year, and some areas have faced weather-related setbacks like hail. But still, he says Mother Nature's been fairly generous overall, providing the warmth and rain crops need to thrive, at least so far this growing season.
You're so right. I think that early planting, was definitely, there was a premium. There was a benefit for that. I've been in the far southeast corner. I've been to way up in north central, northeast. There is, as there always is, variability, right? Some folks did get a little dry and some folks were a little wet early and didn't get it planted just on time. But you're so right that it seems like things kind of even up. Now, I do know, too, that there were folks that said, hey, we had beans in the ground in good shape, but then we didn't have the heat. We didn't have the sun. And there was that cold stretch. So I know that actually kind of stunted things a little bit. But by and large, we're looking at a solid crop again. And if we can keep this rain coming at us here on a timely basis, I think we're in good shape.
While challenges like uneven planting and isolated storms have cropped up, Iowa fields are largely on track thanks to recent heat and rainfall. Secretary Nagg says continued cooperation from the weather will be key as the season progresses. For Profit Matters on your Thursday, I'm Dustin Huffman.